from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Andrea Kissick with Quest, our weekly series exploring Northern California's science and environment. You may have heard in the news recently about how wind turbines are taking a toll on migrating birds. It's a problem that stalled development of wind farms across the country. But here's an even bigger threat. Office buildings, especially high-rises, covered in glass. Now, San Francisco is aiming to do something about it, as Amy Stannon reports.
Whenever Mike Lyons drives over the Bay Bridge into San Francisco and sees the sparkling blue citadel that is Rincon Tower, he doesn't see the modern architecture or the sleek design. He thinks about one thing: dead birds.
The facade of this building on almost all sides is basically entirely glass.
Lyons is with the Golden Gate Audubon Society. He says if you are a bird, say a western flycatcher migrating north from Mexico, what you see in all that blue glass is a great wide expanse of sky.
So the bird will just think it's flying into open air, and basically in that situation the bird never has a chance.
The death toll from bird collisions is even higher than you might think, says Alicia King. She's with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's Migratory Bird Program in Arlington, Virginia. She's also the author of a book on bird watching.
Our official estimate is that over 1 billion birds are killed each year in the United States from collisions with windows, towers, and other man-made obstacles.
And that's a billion with a B. So recently, lawmakers have started to do something about this problem. A federal bill, the Bird Safe Buildings Act of 2011, is under consideration in the House. Chicago already has established its own bird-friendly development rules, and now San Francisco may follow suit with its own ordinance.
It creates some standards that require new buildings or renovated buildings to include bird-safe measures in their design.
As he speaks, Lyons is standing in front of one such building, the new federal building on 7th and Mission. Whether it was part of architect Tom Paine's plan or not, the building, covered in mesh screens, is a model of bird-safe architecture.
It basically just looks like a big, solid object in the landscape that the bird needs to avoid.
The proposed ordinance would not require that all new buildings look like the federal building. First of all, the rules would only apply to buildings in critical bird areas, like near Golden Gate Park or along the bay. Glass on the lower 60 feet would have to be either covered, slanted, or otherwise altered to be less reflective. This will add cost, says Craig Hartman, a partner at the architectural firm Skidmore, Owings, and Merrill, which has an office in San Francisco. But that's not really what he's worried about.
The real issue is adding yet another hurdle to the process of development in a city like San Francisco that already has enormous number of barriers and hurdles in the first place.
Others say, just remember what cities have lost. Literally, billions of birds that once shared our skies and now don't. Again, Fish and Wildlife's Alicia King.
It would sound beautiful because we'd be able to hear the birds in the morning, like cerulean warblers, wood thrushes.
And maybe if these bird-safe architecture ordinances become more common, she says, we might start seeing some changes.
More hummingbirds at my hummingbird feeder, and I would be thrilled.
San Francisco's planning department approved the bird-safe rules on July 14th. The city's Board of Supervisors is expected to take a final vote later this summer. For Quest, I'm Amy Standen, KQED News.
See examples of bird-friendly buildings on our website, kqed.org/quest.
Major funding for Quest is provided by the National Science Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, with additional support from the Dirk and Charlene Capsanel Foundation.